This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
Good morning. It is Thursday, and this is Katie Hyde filling in for Steve Gruber all this week on the Steve Gruber Show, and we are continuing with the tradition of Common Sense Radio, even though he's been off for a few days on a much-deserved and needed vacation. He'll be back in the studio on Monday, and I am more than happy to be filling in for him this week. We have a wonderful show coming up, and I have to admit, driving in this morning was so peaceful and nice. It was just nice. It was either that or I fell asleep halfway through my commute here. I can't decide which, but it was nice. And I thought this is a great start to the day. So I'm happy to be starting my day with you. So thank you for joining us. We had a lot happening in the news late yesterday and overnight, and we're going to be getting to that this morning in the show. But this hour is brought to you by Mesa, Good Health, Good Business, and Great Schools. And as always, we want to hear from you. As I've been saying all week, I'm one person with one takeaway and one opinion, but this is your show. Really, it's Steve's, or at least we let him think it's his show, but it's your show. This is the reason, you are the reason why we are on the air, and we love to hear from you. Our number is 888-900-9966. Please give me a call if you have a thought on anything going on in our country. The number again is 888-900-9966. As I said, a lot going on overnight, and one of the biggest stories that we had breaking yesterday is that of the Freddie Gray death and the court trial going down there in Baltimore. The first effort to convict an officer in the Freddie Gray death from a broken neck in a Baltimore police van ended yesterday with a hung jury and a mistrial. And just to recap this story, Freddie Gray was the young man who was arrested last spring in Baltimore. He was put in the back of a police transport van, and there are some varying reports, and that's why it was brought to trial. There were a lot of misinformation. They had to get to the bottom of it. Some say that he was being difficult, that Gray was being difficult, that the police stopped the van to fill out some paperwork. Witnesses say they saw him get beaten and they ended up having to call for help. This young man wound up in the hospital and eventually died. And another part of this whole case is that while this was happening, there were people who obviously were upset with what was going on. They were unsure what happened with Freddie Gray, but obviously a man died while in police custody. There were a lot of questions, and so weeks of riots and fires broke out. Police officers were injured. It was just a mess down there. And so that was last spring. And so yesterday, as this mistrial comes, you know, officials appealed for calm as small crowds protested along streets lined with police officers. This was yesterday. The situation was quiet at North and Pennsylvania. That's the intersection where the worst rioting happened in April, as parts of West Baltimore were set on fire. William Porter's mistrial from yesterday is a setback for prosecutors, but they are trying to respond to the city, who is obviously frustrated by violent crime and allegations of police misconduct. Prosecutors are looking at meeting with the judge later today to possibly set a trial date. But we'd like to hear from Freddie Gray's stepfather, Richard Shipley, and this is the reaction he had after yesterday's mistrial.
We want to thank this hard-working jury for their service to the public, their quest for justice, and their personal sacrifice for their time and effort. We are not at all upset with them, neither should the public be upset. They did the best they could. We are hopeful Ms. Mosby will retry Officer Porter as soon as possible and that his next jury will reach a verdict. Once again, we ask the public to remain calm and patient because we are confident there will be another trial with a different jury. If we are calm, you should be calm too.
That's Richard Shipley. He is Freddie Gray's stepfather. And I have to say, amazing grace and composure at a time when his grief certainly was speaking, but had a lot of solid words of encouragement and just an asking for calm of Baltimore residents during this trial and in the death of his son. I'd also like us to hear from the Baltimore mayor. She had similar sentiments yesterday after the mistrial was announced, and this is Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake.
Earlier today, the jury in the criminal case of Officer William Porter ended its deliberations without being able to reach a unanimous verdict. All of us, if we believe in justice, must have respect for the outcome of the judicial process. This is our American system of justice. 12 Baltimore City residents answered the solemn call to serve. They listened to the evidence presented, and they rendered a decision. If some choose to protest, they must peacefully demonstrate. That is their right. But I also want to be very, very clear about any potential disturbances in our city. We are prepared to respond. We will protect our residents. We will protect our neighborhoods, our businesses, and we will protect the safety of our first responders. I urge everyone to remember that collectively our reaction needs to be one of respect for our neighborhoods and for the residents and the businesses of our city and for those who have answered the call to serve and protect. We will not and cannot be defined by the unrest of last spring. As a city, as a community, we are stronger and we are united to be better than what some displayed to the world in the spring. For the past 8 months, we have worked relentlessly to unite Baltimore with a resolve to have peace in our streets. We have a chance to show the country how to be heard peacefully, respectfully, and effectively. I know that as a community, we are up to the task. Thank you.
Those are strong, calm words from Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake after yesterday's mistrial in the Freddie Gray trial there and the handling of police during his arrest last April. And before that, we heard from Richard Shipley, who is Freddie Gray's stepfather. And in listening to that, I think there's a lot that we can learn. If anybody has a right to be angry or disappointed or run out in the streets and riot, it would be his family. But obviously, Richard Shipley and the family of Freddie Gray are saying, yes, we're disappointed. We want there to be justice for our son. This is another setback. But they're pleading with the city of Baltimore, please do not go to the streets. If you're going to protest, do so peacefully. Please do not set fire to things. Please do not go after the police officers. There is obviously a system that is broken, but it can only be put back together through a million other ways. I'm trying to articulate this, but obviously violence is not the answer. There can be thousands of other ways that this brokenness between the community and the police department can be solved. But what they're saying is violence is never the answer. So words there from Freddie Gray's family, and we'll keep following the story as it develops. Prosecutors expected to meet with the judge later today to see about a new trial date. It's 6:14. You're listening to Katie Hyde filling in on The Steve Gruber Show.